Yes, well, it's reasonably good, and the sun's in the, like, you know, so we're grand in that respect. So
very good here.
I believe so. It's very good there. So that's a plus for you guys. But it's good here too, now, in fairness. So,
okay, tell us how our Donegal and North West competitors doing.
Well, I'm going to just do a quick resume.
Yeah, do please.
Bring you on to today. So basically yesterday, the medal performance yesterday was Anne-Marie McGlinden, the 5,000 metres from Letterkenny Athletic Club. She really, really, really battled, as she has done all season, in fairness, Britain back to the European Cup, where she really, really dug so deep. And I said that on the day there as well. And she did it exactly the same. There was a big, big battle for the silver medal on this occasion between herself and Kerry Girkle, Shauna Heaslip. And it was tit for tat on the last 600 metres. They had to go at each other a couple of times, and you would have thought one was one and the other was one. And so both of them so determined. But in the end, on that home straight, 50, 60 metres to go, Anne-Marie got in ahead for the silver medal. So I think about 16:34, 35 was her time. But a really, well, we have now become accustomed to a really strong, strong performance from her. And it was a day as well for Heach, and it was a day for people qualifying for finals, which unfortunately, from the point of view of Highland Radio Miles, we don't go, a lot of it is after 6 o'clock through, they're going live for live television, so we're at a wee bit of a disadvantage there. But basically, just to say that there are three Donegal guys in the 800 metres final. All of them won their heats here yesterday. That was Carol Griffin, Mark English defended his title, of course, and Darren McBrady. And it's interesting, just to note on Darren McBrady, like, from Letterkenny, of course, his name hasn't popped up for quite some time. Great to see him back. He looked really in control yesterday in his heat, and he must be very, very encouraged by his new lease of life in terms of 800 metre running. So that's a plus, three Donegal men in the 800 metres final. Looking forward to that, a bit of 6:05 this evening. And then we had Danny Mooney. He qualified easily enough for the 1500 metres. That's another Donegal interest in the 1500 metres. And let me just look through this again. And then we had a couple of young Donegal athletes just getting very, very close to medals. We had Fola McFadden from the Ross Athletic Club from Gidore. She did 11:33 in the triple for fourth, so she just done her leaving cert, so positive for her in the sense of getting up to the top four. Gareth Crawford, also a young athlete from Strabane, of course, Lifford Strabane Athletic Club, son of Damien Crawford. He was up there pushing for a medal, but it didn't happen for him. Finished fourth as well. And we had a new Irish Masters record from Sinead McConnell in the 5K walk, and that was pretty noteworthy because her time 27:22. Not only is it an Irish Masters record on the track at 5K, it was really way, way, way inside the old record, and she battled really, really well to finish fifth. So she, you know, a master athlete in the senior competition. So you got to underline that achievement as well. So that was the other thing. Then towards the end of the day, there was 400 meter heats. And another good news story in many ways from another young Donegal athlete. We had Aaron McGlynn back on the track again. We haven't mentioned his name for quite some time either because he's been injured for yonks and yonks. And the young Glen Finn man, he competed so well yesterday. And it was so encouraging to see him. You know, I watched to see how he was going to react first time back in this arena and against senior athletes. And he's only over 17. And, he's just up there in Ballinamore, up in the College of Cuala. So basically, you know, he handled it extremely well. He handled it. He just looked like the talented boy that he is, and that was positive. He responded extremely well. He didn't go through to the final or anything. Yes, we're just talking about Aaron McGlynn and his coach, Cool, up there in Glenfinn. And basically, you know, good to see him back on track. He didn't make the final, but he did show a great glimpse of the talented boy that he is. So very, very encouraged by that. And he has to be very encouraged by that. And no doubt it'll be an action in the National League next weekend in Mary Peter. So very, very encouraged by that. 49:83 in his heat. So good news there. So that's kind of summing up of where we're at. Oh, yes, sorry. Kit McGowan. Kit McGowan won the 400-meter hurdles here last year from Tyrconnell Athletic Club. And she came through the heats easily yesterday. And now we have to look forward to see, can she retain her title? She's going to be in the hunt. She's going to be there or thereabouts in terms of retaining her title. But she certainly should be in the medals. But can she retain her title? So there are so many questions. There are so many exciting prospects ahead of us. But the first one up will be John Kelly. John Kelly goes in the shot. I mentioned this yesterday. He goes in the shot. He won the National Indoor Shot Championship, of course, in Athlone back in the winter months. And he's got an opportunity here now to do something today. And I just said, you know, to him, you know, like, it's time you stepped up to the mark, John. You know, you need to just take the title here, and you need to you know, you're 22 years of age, 21, 22 years of age, you know, this has to be your time. So, well, that's another question that will be answered here at 4 o'clock this afternoon as well. And I will come back to you after that competition. But unfortunately, Mike, just to finish on this one, 6 o'clock, and, some of the real stuff starts, kicks in. Not real stuff, the wrong word, but unfortunately some of the Donegal interest kicks in, and then more Donegal interest kicks in, and then we're off air. But anyway, listen, I'll kick all the results down the line to Ashton or whoever's on in the morning. But that's the story. The other news, of course, on the athletics front is that at 9 o'clock tonight in Bonasso in the Bahamas, Summer Lecky goes in the high jump in the Commonwealth Youth Games, and we are excited about that as well, because there is this possibility that she can medal. And she's been there now for 10 days to 2 weeks. She's well prepared, she's well settled in, she's got used to the time zone, and she is a good competitor, as we know, and she has been consistent this season, and she is such a talented young girl. So let's see what happens later tonight in the Bahamas. So waiting for that one as well.
Okay, Patsy, and we're going to be speaking with Jason Smith, Paralympian, who has won the 100, the T13, 100 and 200 metres at the Para-Athletic Championships in London. So we'll be speaking to him later in the programme as well.
Yes, indeed, and obviously, congratulations to him. He handled himself extremely well. Difficult to read, difficult in any sport, Miles, to come back, year on year, and do the same story all over again, and be the main man. So well done, Jason.
And Michael McKillop won a second medal as well yesterday. So two men really doing particularly well in the para athletics.
Yes, indeed, and it was a good focus for Ireland, indeed. And, that comes to an end, I believe, today. And so we're on the road then Tuesday week. I'm on the road Tuesday week to London. So we'll be coming from London then in the next couple of weeks. And we've got Donegal interest there with Mark and Brendan Boyce, of course. So we're looking forward to that.
Okay, Patsy, we'll talk to you.